Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Remarkably Ruby by Terry Liebenson, performed by Hope Newhouse and Catherine Chin. A note before we begin. For outtakes, please be sure to download the enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/remarkablyruby. To my remarkable readers, I'm always grateful. Prologue, Ruby. I'm not what you would call a people person. When everyone else says, hi, or hey, I always find myself saying, It's not that I don't try. I do. But most of the time, making friends in middle school is a huge chore. I don't have the greatest social skills. The last compliment I gave was, I like how your sweater matches that zit. And honestly, it was cool. I also don't have a lot in common with the kids around here. Most of them are into things I'm not, like dances, social media, and sports. Me? You can find me writing, or watching cartoons and eating caramel corn, or watering my plants. I think I have better social skills with succulents. Back in grade school, it was another story. There were a couple kids I was close to. And, yep, they were also a little different, which helped. But one moved away in fifth grade. I tried to write her letters, but our pen pal agreement was one-sided, and since I didn't get a phone until this year, we didn't really stay in touch. And the other? Well, we had a falling out. I'll get to that later. In the meantime, it's just me, myself, and I. I'm mostly okay with it. People don't pick on me or anything. They leave me alone. Maybe it helps that I'm the same height as some of my teachers. Besides, my mom says that the most important thing is to be a strong, independent person. So that's what I'm attempting to do. And I think I'm succeeding. I know I've got the independent part nailed. On the outside, anyway. Ruby. It all began in the fourth grade. That's when I shot up. And by shot up, I mean grew to the size of our money tree. And both of us had braids and tall trunks. I love that tree. It's supposed to bring good fortune. I'm still waiting on that. My mom keeps it in the corner of the living room near a window so that it thrives. If your house is older, you probably have a formal living room, which in our house never gets used except at midnight. When our cat gets the zoomies. We have a ton of plants in that living room. Our cat, Buford, likes to hide behind them. He probably imagines he's a jungle tiger, ready to pounce. Sometimes he thinks I'm the prey. I'm in charge of watering the plants. That's my main chore, and I'm good at it. I find it kind of funny that when a plant gets nice and big, it's robust and thriving. But when I did, I began to stick out and I became self-conscious. It makes my aloneness more noticeable. Speaking of alone, right now, I'm in the restroom at school by myself. It's early, right before homeroom. My stomach is kind of bugging me. That happens sometimes. I've been to the doctor. She calls it a nervous stomach, which is a nice way of saying what I really have. IBS, Irritable Bowel Syndrome. Or as I call it, Irritating Bathroom Struggles. I've heard some kids call me Baked Bean Girl, which is another way of putting it. It's because I once had to rush to the restroom after a lunch of, well.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?